try to touch on points that we never discussed. We haven't discussed. In the Haggadah, in the vein of yesterday's Shmooze, I'd like to mention that there are many, many Makairas reasons that we wear Kittel at Seder. Some Sefer says a very interesting thing. Some say, those that say that the Kittel is to remind us of the Yom HaMisa, so we shouldn't get too carried away with the wine that we're going to drink. The Maran has a whole arichus that the Kittel is pshitus, wine is pshitus, the matzah is pshitus, there's no rising of the dough. The person has to realize the pashtus of life and the essence of life. Some Sefer says the following. Some Sefer says we are Kittel, tak it to remind us of the Yom HaMisa. And it's to remind us that it's to remind us that the only thing we really take with us to the kever is what we tell over to our children, what we give over to our children. The Sifu Yitzis Mitzrayim that we're going to do on the night of Pesach is the most valuable thing. It's the thing that we should cherish. It's the thing that it's the rechush that we take with us to the next world. We start off by brother with Halach Ma'anu, the Cholav of the son of Arad the Mitzrayim. We've spoken many times about this, and it's interesting. There's the order. So the chayra, the order is a little bit off. Says Hashat Nehachol Shanahavah the Yisrael. Today we're Avodim Shanahavah Bnei Chayra. Really, it should be Hashat Avdei Shanahavah Bnei Chayra. And then we'll go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashat Nehachol Shanahavah the Arad Yisrael. Says the Marav that the truth is that it's shayach to be in Eretz Yisrael. That we could be in Eretz Yisrael and we're still not Bnei Chayr. In Meila, it's Hashata Havim Shana Havim Shana Havim Yisrael. Hashata Havim Shana Havim Bnei Chayr. We talk, I think we said in years past, those that wanted to say, that Taka and the Nebuas, it's clear that first Chayr is going to go into Eretz Yisrael and then the Gula is going to happen. And that's Taka we see today, that even though we're in Eretz Yisrael, many Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael, but we're still Bnei Chayr, we're not Bnei Chayr. We're still hoping for the time when we're going to be the Necher. It's actually interesting that the Gra points out, what is Hashat Ha'av L'Shon Ha'av Ba'arad Yisrael? What is Hashat Ha'av L'Shon Ha'av Ba'arad Yisrael have to do with whole Achman? What does that have to do with the whole Achman? The Achalu Ha'av L'Shon Ha'av Ba'arad Yisrael? So the Gra says a very interesting thing. The Medrash Necha says, Golso Yehuda Mi'ayni. That Bnei Yisrael, we went into exile because of our oini. Oini is lashon of poverty. But it means, the Gemara says, that the reason why Bnei Yisrael went into Golus, the reason why we lost our Yisrael, is because we were ate chametz, and Ta'ad, they weren't legal until they ate chametz pepesa. That's the Golus Yehuda may oini. May oini is from the fact that they didn't eat matzah, they were not makbid on the chametz. But mainly they went into Golus. So the chayra, and it's interesting, that the Gra points out that it says v'nichrasa in the Torah many times on the Chi of Karas, but there's only one time that the tra on the word v'nichrasa is gershayim. Gershayim is a lashon of gerushim. Gershayim is on the v'nichrasa of chametz. On the Karas of the Yisr chametz is on the. That says the gerushim from Eretz Yisrael comes from that that we weren't matched on chametz and we were also chametz to Pesach. We made them, we said over here that we should no longer be grushim with our mother. If Allah found the fellow of the son of Aaron Mitzrayim, we're not going to partake in the seder. We're going to be matched on we removed all the chametz and now we're going to partake in the seder with the matzah. So the hemshich of Halach Ma'anya to Shana Habobi Yerushalayim. We've spoken about the Manishtana many, many times. And there's just one thing I'd like to bring out, very interesting, just a halacha dikazak, that L'chayr is a raya from the Manishtana. And I gradually saw that they bring, I forgot from who, it could be Rebbe, the Brisker of Sol, said this raya. The Magen Avraham is a very interesting. The Magen Avraham makes the following statement. It's in the Tov Ayin Aleph, Sifkat and Vov. He says it's mutter to eat matzah on Yom Yud Gimel, on the day of the 13th. Now, the mashal, this Tuesday, it's mutter to eat. It's mutter to eat matzah. So the truth is lahalacha, right? Where does it say in Isra of eating matzah? It says in Isra of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, right? The person who eats matzah the Erev Pesach is kibbol al resusiv beis chamav yishon. So there's an Isra eating chametz on Erev Pesach. So with that, which we don't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. That which we don't eat matzah now is a minute. There's a minhagim from Purim. Most people have a minute from Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But this is also minhagim. The Isra is Erev Pesach. So the Magen Avraham says it's mutter to eat on Yud Gimel. Vice versa from the Magen Avraham. That it's mutter on Yud Gimel, but on Leil Yud Dalet it's also. The Chok Yankiv wants to say. The Chok Yankiv is chaylik on the Magen Avraham. Well, the chayyur is a mafur shirayah from the Baal HaGadah. What's the rayah? Every night of the year it's mutter to eat matzah. Must be that the night of Erev Pesach is taka mutter to eat matzah. Because it says shebechol halelah sadeh oichlin chametzu matzah. Must be that there's no issa to eat matzah. The only issa to eat matzah is the day of Erev Pesach. No, there's no business to eat. Over there, you can't eat anything. Shabbat less from the where I built the comments and mats from the label to eat. Nice, all right. Good. Okay. Zog. The Balagada, after Abad and Mayinu, the Balagada brings a nice. Ma'aser, Rabbi Lezer, Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Azariah, Rabbi Yekiva, Rabbi Tarsin, Shoyim Yisubim Dibnei Brak, Vayim Yisabim Bitzis Mitzrayim, Chalese, Halayu, Lachabot, Hamadeh, Ba'omulam, Rabbi Yisayim, Rabbi Yiyaz, Ma'kirish, Ma'shalot, Shachos. It's the Chlau, a fascinating Bryson, in Tosefta, that discusses this what seems to be a similar ma'isa or the same ma'isa, it's not clear. It doesn't say it's Bivnei Brak, it says it's actually the Lud, and it doesn't enumerate the five people. It enumerates all, it says only Rabbi Gamliel. It says only Gamliel. There seems to be a major machlokes in the Mefarshim if this is the same story or a different story. One of the ayahs they bring is that the Lazar says, Anim Shabeach, that's Lolim, that they don't leave their house for the Yom Tov. That the youngest, that we're in their house, they don't have, that's one of the lazy people, they don't leave their house. And we know that Rabbi Lezer lived in Lud. So what is he doing with Bnei Brak? Right. So there's a big kasha that they all ask. So I'd like to share with you a fascinating pshat from the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel says the following thing. The Abarbanel says that Bnei Brak does not mean in Bnei Brak. They weren't in Bnei Brak. What was Bnei Brak mean? Brak comes from Lashon Barak. What is Barak? Lahavrik means to what? To show him. So he says that we're dealing with Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak means Kalim that were shining. Or I would add children that were shining. They were sitting with Bnei Brak, they were sitting with Azaz shine. Everybody was, the Kalim was shining. It was in such grandeur that they were sitting. But really it was Taka and Lud. Azaz Zakti Ababino. Very interesting. Very interesting tension. Now the truth is that there's a question that's asked, many ask this question, that L'chayra, first of all, what is the chiddush over here, b'chlau, that there was a CPUT in Mitzrayim, that these gedolim, that these tanoim, what's the chiddush that they were misafir kol ha'isei halayla? So the truth is, if the chiyuv is kol halayla, so they were doing the chiyuv, they were doing what the chiyuv was. So the truth is, it's very interesting. The Mechilta says that the Chiyuv is really Ad Chatzos. The Chiyuv of CPT's service is really Ad Chatzos. And the truth is, we have to know that Rabbi Lozor of Nazariah holds, this is a famous question, we've spoken about in years past, that Rabbi Lozor of Nazariah's Shita is that the Chiyuv Korb Pesach, the Achilles Korb Pesach is only Ad Chatzos, it's not the whole night. And we know the Chiyuv CPT's service is really what? Is really only Bazman, Babur Zev, we spoke about yesterday, Babur Zev, Bazman, Shiyesh Pesach, Matu Amara, Menachem Lefanecha, when you have the chiyuv of the lila. So if it's already, it's still chatzai, what's the CPC's Australia? That's the Chol Hashem. So the Chiddush is Faker. So one of the I saw from the Chaz, they don't, and others that want to say the Chiddush is that they went vice more than the Chiv. The Chiv was really killed that twice. They were mistaken if you see the Chol Hashem. The truth is that the Torah says that the Chiv is Taka Kol Alayla. The Chiv is Kol Alayla. What's the Chiddush? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch is a very interesting thing. Shulchan Aruch says, doesn't say that the Chiv is Kol Alayla. The Shulchan Aruch says that Yimuchuitim Mesapim, Sin Sran Kol Amarbim Mesapim, Sin Achshitich Hadfen Hashim. Until you fall asleep. Until the sleep grabs you. Right? So the Chiddush over here is that they didn't allow themselves to fall asleep. Because the Chiv is until you fall asleep. They didn't allow themselves to fall asleep. They slept, they stayed the entire, set up the entire night. And the truth is that the Briska, they want to answer this question from Elizabeth Azari and Bechlau, the Shaila is like this. Why'd they wait until Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachar? The Chara, the Laila is over with. Amun HaShachar, Hanei Tzach Amun, is after that, right? Is after Amun HaShachar. So why they wait? The Teres is Azur. It's a very interesting Azur. If you look at the Tesefta says, that story with Rabbi Gamliel by Lud, he doesn't want to say it's the same story, but, and that was, they were Rabbi Gamliel, so they couldn't really sit at the same place as Rabbi Gamliel. Why? Because when Gamliel was the Rebbe, they would not be in the Nazi, they weren't even going to the Mesa, they wouldn't have got his table. So Takar and Gamliel was in his Mogum, they were in different Mogum, they were in the Sakhar of Kolos Elayla. So if you look, the Tesefta said that they just weren't from Mesakhar in this season strain. They were learning Hilchas Satak. And they take out of this Tesefta, the Brisk Rav says that it is a mitzvah to learn that CPC's Shrine, a key of CPC's Shrine, is Takar Limud HaTorah of the Psoch. To learn the Hilchas Achad is a chelik of CPC, is a key of CPC's Mitzrayim. The Melech, they want to kind of like this. Taka Achad, so it's according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, this Taka Chi of Sipur. But after they were Taka learning, they were Misafir of Yitzis Mitzrayim, they were Misafir of Yitzis Mitzrayim doesn't mean that they were Misafir in the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim. They were learning Hilchas Achad of Achad. The Melech, when are you Mabat HaTorah? You're not Mabat HaTorah, you know, let's check in Mabat HaTorah for waiting for Krishma. They were learning till after Amud HaShachar, where there wasn't a human sequence to try it anymore, but they were still learning. Until Ad Shabbat Tavidei Amud Lahem, they're saying that he is my Krishma Shashachas. This, the Brisker Rav wanted to say, that's the Pshat, the Chacham, it says, what do you tell the Chacham? Ein Mavtin Ach HaPesach Ach HaKor. And they say, what is it? Ad Ein Mavtin. I mean, you learn the whole Luchas Pesach, but it has a CPUC in Israel. Teretz is Taka, learning the Sefer Pesachim is Taka, a Chelik of CPUC in Israel. But I saw a tremendous thing. We've spoken about the following question. What's the chiddush that the Tanoim? If there's a chiddush, there's a chiddush in the Tanoim. Well, so we said chiddush, they stayed longer, they were learning all night, that's fine. But I saw this year, Mamish, in the Haggadah of the Chachmei Yerushalayim, they bring a raya over there that every one of these Tanoim really was not. There's a habit that they shouldn't have been mechuyev in CPC Israel. Why? Oh, Rabbi Leza is given. Rabbi Leza was a kohen. As Rabbi Leza ben Hurkanus was a kohen. Yeshua Mechanani was a levi. Rabbi Leza ben Azari was a kohen. Rabbi Akiva was a ben Gerim. Rabbi Tarfon was a kohen. So Voltich Gemeit, I would think what? I would think that they don't have CPC Israel. What says CPC Israel? CPC is a tribe, it's talking about the Meshubin and Meshubin. They didn't have a Shiva Ba'atsa. If they didn't have a Shiva Ba'atsa, I would think, what? I would think that they're part of CPC is a tribe. So the Chiddush over here is that they were Mesaf, CPC is a tribe, and Kalo Yisraelan. But I think that this is not Stam Averta. If you think about it, it's a fascinating thing. We start with Manashtana, and there's an answer to Avodah Mayinu. So the truth is, this is the first, after Avodah Mayinu, right? This is the first thing. Now we're talking about Ma'aseh Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer, Rav Yishua, Rav Lezer ben Azari. Why is this the first thing that we talk about? I said, could we said, Kol Amar Tzavus in Israel, as a Meshubach, and then we start with this idea. So I'd like to discuss the following Yisoyev. Okay. We also know that there's someone who's mentioned only once in the Haggadah, which is a Pelah. Moshe Rabbeinu was mentioned only as a pasuk by Avinu Bashem and Moshe Abdi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach, was the Raya Mehemi, was the one who was mighty Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned in the whole Haggadah.
Tala Dikakash. Many, many pens have been broken on this question. And the truth is that the question is really even stronger than that, because when we talk about in the pasuk, in the paragraph of Mitzilah Avdei Avodas Kefah, Avdei Kefah B'Hayu Avoseinu, at the end it says, brings the psukim in Yeshua, and it says, Ve'etin La'esav Tzaseh L'Rashasosav Yaakov Avonav Yardim Mitzrayim. The truth is, the next pasuk is what? And I sent Moshe V'Aharon to Mitzrayim to take Bnei Yisrael out. And the Bala doesn't stop short. He doesn't tell us his pasuk. So what's the pshat? So we all know that it was a lawyer named Malach, a lawyer Yisrael, who was a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ba'atzmoy. But Lemaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu did all the nisim in Mitzrayim. It was through him he was the shliach. Why is he not being mentioned? So the truth is that we have to understand the following thing. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Sakhim says that a person has to be, that in CPC is the Shayan, you have to be Maskil, the Gnus, and Messiah Mishpat. You have to start with a Gnus and be Messiah Mishpat. What are the two Gnuses? So, Machlaitis. One Gnus is Avadim Ainu Lefarim Mitzrayim. We're Avadim, we're slaves. The second is, Mitchila Avdam Avdazar Ahayu Avdazar. Mitchila Avdam Avdazar Ahayu. Now the truth is, what are we talking about? Tchila Hayyar Avdeh Avdezar Hayyar Avdezar. What is the fact? Ma'olam Terech Avdeh Avram is Bechal Akash. Terech is really not one of our Avdeh Avdezar Avdezar Avdezar. Fine. But Mitchila Avdeh Avdezar Avdezar. Why is the Mitchila Avdeh Avdezar Hayyar Avdezar that has Chal of the Gnus in Mitzrayim? I understand the Gnus in Mitzrayim, Avadam Ayin Lufar in Mitzrayim. What's the Asmasa of the Gnus of Mitchila Avdeh Avdezar Hayyar Avdezar? So I saw that if you look at the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Chachamim, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Zarah, Rambam writes, he talks about that, and Eish Chazav Zarah, this and that, and Mitzrayim and Yisrael will also work there by the Zarah. And it was Kimat Nekar, the Yisoidus that Avraham Avinu gave over to his children about monotheism, that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Kum Techayis, that they almost went back to Klaizos Kimat, Halalu Avdei Avodas Zarah, Halalu Avdei Avodas Zarah. Doesn't mean Kilo Avdei Avodas Zarah, Halalu Avdei Avodas Zarah, we went back to that. We can went back to that matzav before Avraham Avinu, and that's the geula. And from there, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Avahasha Kervanu Hakadosh Baruch Hu La'Avodaso. So the truth is, we're really speaking about two different geulas. We start off with Avadam Hayinu, and we talk about a mitzvah of the Avodah Zarah Hayu Avosayim was a geula, not a physical geula. It's a geula in Ruchnis. And the truth is, we've spoken about this before. But the Gemara says, "Man ishtana halayla hazem mikol halaylos." Why is this night a night that we're doing the mitzvahs? "Man ishtana halayla hazem mikol halaylos." Layla is usually not as much of mitzvahs. We must talk with the dictator counting. The Gemara discusses it. You can listen to the tapes. But Lameisa, the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, "Ask the question." The question is, "Why at night?" And we can expand the question to the following. The pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, "Shamar es chaydish ha'aviv ki b'chaydish ha'aviv." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mighty. Ha'itah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimitzrayim Loyla at night. What do you mean Loyla? What was it now? Wasn't it night? We went out, when did we go? Be'etzem Ayoy Mazeh. Ha'itzi Yuch HaShem Mimitzrayim Loyla. What's Mimitzrayim Loyla? So if you look at the Targum says, what was Loyla? Loyla meant Hashem did Nisim for us at night. The Makas Becharis. Of a Poshuk Shadim Tazay. The Gemara Baraka said there were two geulas. There was a geula me'urta and there's a geula b'yayim. There was a geula be'etzem ayayim azeh where B'nai Yisrael physically went out of the tribe. And that was a geula, a physical geula. That was a geula from the physical shiva, from the subjugation of the tribe. But there was a far deeper geula. A deeper geula, the light. At night when we did the Korban Pesach, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Avdei Hashem, v'avartem es avodah azois, the Korban Pesach, we no longer became Paro's said, you can go, you're no longer under the under Paro's rule. You know under Paro's rule, meaning Paro, meaning you have a desire of us as Paro. You're no longer under the Tumah that's in Mitzrayim. We're no longer Avdei Paro, we're Avdei, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, B'loi Avdei Paro. That happened at night. The Gemara says, Geula me'urta namiham. That says that the Etzem Geula, the Geula is Balayla. There's a question that's asked, why do we say, Zman Cheder Seinu, we should say Zman Geula Seinu. Teretz is that Geula refers to a physical Geula. Cheder Seinu means Cheres. Cheres is the Pshat from the Shibud Aruchni, the Shibud Aruchni. Lemaisa, we say the Gemara Megillah says, Akati Abdi Achashverosh Hanan. We're still Avodim. We're in Golos. Yeah, but we're in Golos, but there's one Geula that's La'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Balayla, that's a Geula La'olam, that Geula we never go back to. That Shibud we never go back to. The Shibud of Abde Pari, that we never go back to. We could be Meshuvid in Golos and be subjugated to who knows what. But Lamaisa was still Abde Hashem, and that's a Cherus Olam. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us to Cherus Olam. So it says, that's what it says over here, Meisim of the Lazar, Meisim of the Lazar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfa. They weren't under the physical Shibud. They weren't subjugated physically in Mitzrayim. They were Levian, they were Ben Gerim. They weren't physically. Oh, but what Cheres they had? They didn't have the Gula, but they had a Cheres. There was Man Cheres Seinu. They became Abdi Hashem. Klal Yisrael became Abdi Hashem. The Melech, that's the Meisim over here. The Meisim is Rabbish Pin Kaveya. What is this Meisim in Kaveya according to this understanding? It's being Kaveya. Don't think that we're celebrating walking out of Mitzrayim. That's the next day. What we're celebrating over here is that we're Abde Hashem. What we're celebrating is that we became Abde Hashem in Mitzrayim. Even on the Leil. Marishana Halayla, that's what we're doing at night. We're doing all the mitzvahs at night to remind ourselves and to realize that we became Abde Hashem. We became Abde Hashem, and that's a Chayus Oilu. And no matter where a person finds himself, no matter what matzav he finds himself in, that's the Geula, that's the Cheres, that's the Geula that we have. Oh, very good. Sorry, thank you. So Kuptecha, as I was coming back to it. So Kuptecha says, that's why Moshe is not mentioned in the Haggadah. Moshe Rabbeinu took us physically out of Mitzrayim. Became Abdei Hashem. Became Abdei Hashem. Mamish. And the truth is, when did they become Abdei Hashem? The Leil HaYitziah. Which Leil HaYitziah? What they call Pesach. The Mishnah says, Loyai de Malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Taka was Mamish B'Choydu, Ba'atzma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was in Mitzrayim, not Makas B'Choyres. That matzav of that night, that matzav was Loyai de Malach, Loyai de Sarif. Taka, if it would say Moshe, we would think we're talking about the Moshe that took us out and led us out of Mitzrayim. We're not talking about the Moshe that led us out of Mitzrayim. We're talking about the Yitziah, the Geula, not the Geula, but the Cheres Olam of the Leil HaYitziah. Now, for the Shir of the Shir, I would like to discuss something that I never discussed before. Well, I think none of these things are really discussed before, but for me, it's something that's a very peculiar thing in the Haggadah. I mean peculiar, not in a pejorative way, but a peculiar, something that seems to be a non-Kiddush Dechlal. And I'd like to share with you, and not in totality, because there's much written about this, but I'd like to share with you some of the interesting ideas in something that's seemingly Nishkin Kiddush Dechlal. We go through the Haggadah, and then we say, we discuss the Oysis, the Moisim, and we say, Dams Fardeh, Kinem Orav, Deva, Shechim, Orav, Arav, Bechoshek, Makis, Bechoris. Rav Yehuda, Hayi Noisim, Vahem Simonim, Ditzach, Adash, Barachach. Also the Kiddush for Ditzach, Adash, Barachach. What he made in Rosh Hashanah for us. What's the point of this Ditzach, Adash, Barachach? And it's not exactly like the Tzach HaDash Barakah rolls off the tongue. It might roll off your tongue because you've done this many times. But if you go over and you say the Tzach HaDash Barakah, what is that? Right? That's, I mean, Simonim is something, a word you know what it means. What's the Tzach HaDash Barakah? What is this? So the truth is that I would be remiss if I didn't mention, but I will not go through this because it would need to share in and of itself, that there are Dvorim Nifloim on this from Rav Shimshon Ashkenazi. There's a letter from Rav Shimshon Ashkenazi, and many people have a minig to read this letter on Erev Pesach. A minig to read the on Erev Pesach, the Parsha of Korban Pesach, the Pesukim of Korban Pesach, and to read the letter of Rav Shimshon Ashkenazi. And I would suggest that the Yehudah take the try to work it through. It's talking about a brilliant, brilliant piece in the Ramosim of the Tzach HaDash Barakah. But I'd like to share with the Yehudah some different ideas that that are discussed in the Sahadash Batav. Agav, in that letter, okay, there is a cheshbin that is discussed in the following. If you look later, right after this, Rabbi Yaisi has really oimer. Minayin ato oimer, shalokhu wa mitzrim bi mitzrayin, esem markets. The aliyah lokhu chamishim markets. 50 markets. So on the yam, there were 50 markets. Rabbi Leza oimer, minayin shekol makro makro shehev yakov shborgu ala mitzrim bi mitzrayin hoisi shal arba markets. Each makro is only 4 markets. So that's, yeah. So that was called etzba elikini, right? That Rabbi Yaisi says there were 10 markets. Each way, it's called etzba elikini. On the yam it says yod that it was viyad. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vayayisol asayor agdol. That's 5 times. So you have 10 markers in Mitzrayim, 50 markers al yam. If you say that each marker was 4 markers, so you have 40 in Mitzrayim, and 5 times 40 is 200. That's what Beleza says. And Rabbi Akiva says you have what? Each marker was really 5, and therefore al yam is what? 250. Good. So kum techay sazak. Very interesting thing. If you look at how many markets were all aliyah, not Rabbi Yosef Lili, there were 50. Not Rabbi Leza, there's 200. Not Rabbi Akiva, there's 250. Add them up, you have 500. And all of that came me'etzba elikin. It's 501. If you lay it up, the gemashia, the tzachadash bachav, you come up to 501. So it's with Hakadmoy. Very interesting, Dimashri. The Sfatemes takes a different tag. It goes a little wider. It says, Kum Techos. But Rabbi Yaisi Aglili was 50 aliyah, but how much in Israel? 10. That's 60. Okay. Now, the Beleza is 200 aliyah and 40 in Israel. So that's 240 and 60 is 300. 50 and 250 is Rabbi Kiva is 300. I'm 600. We just said Dan Sodei Kinoar of Derish Kinoar of 10 markers. That's 610. Ditzah Adash Bachar is 630. From the first we're saying Taryag markers. That's what I'm saying. A vertical. We all know that the Svasemis, as you saw, we've spoken about this many, many times. Asura markers, Loku Avi Seinu Mitzrayim, Loku Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. And there's a Seres Adibris. And the Svasemis explains that there's a Sora Maimoris, there's a Seres Adibris, there's this Eser Makos is the Ramutza. That means through the Makos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavar, what is the time of the world? Chal Yisrael Fuat to get the Torah. And what's the Torah? Torah is Taryag. Come to Chayis that the Makos have a Gimashia Taryag. Because the whole idea of the Makos is that Chal Yisrael should come to them. We've spoken many times that Amaral says that you can't drink between the third and the fourth Chayis. Why? Because the third Chayis is the Goalti. Right? And the fourth place is Volokakti. This looks like another Groy. The Groy says Volokakti is not the fourth place. But the fourth place is Volokakti. Volokakti is not talking about going out of Mitzrayim. What's Volokakti talking about? Mount Torah. I took you for a nation, Mount Torah. You can't have a hefset between the third and the fourth place. Why? You can't have a hefset between the Yigu'ullah and Mount Torah. Because all the whole is for Mount Torah. The male it is Tariag Makris in the Haggadah. That's what the Sfas saying, to show us the Tariag, the Al-Safa and the Tariag. Now the truth is that the Maral in the Haggadah says a different thing. The Maral discusses how the Makos represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion in the entire world. The truth is there are different flocking to the world. There's the Albama, there's the Tainim, then there's those Al-Hayah Boshe, and then there's Lamaila B'Shmei Shemai. Oh, Chum Techos Azoi. Dam Tzvardeya Kinim was all the Pachtayim. It was all under the earth. The Yam, the water, and the Dam in the Yam, the Kinim come from under the ground. Then you have the Urav, Devil, the Shkin. That's all. The Urav is the wild animals. It's all that's all dominion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion on the ground. The Shkin comes onto the person. Borod, Arva, and Choshev, that all comes with the mind. Borod is the Pshat, is from Borod, that's the first place, we spoke about this many times. How Moshe Rabbeinu goes, L'mayim L'Hashemayim, and he did the Tehis Yot for Al Hashemayim, that's where Borod comes from. And then there's Arva, there's Choshev, and there's Makkos.
Wasn't there just one side on Svadeh?
Right. Okay. No, but it came from the Yam. It comes from under the ground. From Then there are those that want to say that the Tzachat Ashbakav is to each part, there were three parts to the Gula, to the Golas. There was what? There was you can do the Eretz Gola. You're there to the Kigeri Yezerach of Eretz Gola. Va'avodum v'inuois. So there was, you're going to be in a land that's not yours. Va'avodum, and you're going to work. You're going to be subjugated and work. V'inuois, and you're going to be tortured. You're going to have terrible pains. After the Tzach, it was already, there was no more inu. After Adash, there was no more avodim. After Ba'achav, then already all they were was sitting in the land that wasn't theirs, and after Ba'achav they were able to go out in the land that wasn't theirs. Well, actually, there's a little bit of a steer from this to Chazal, but Chazal seemed to say that when the Makkah started, there was B'chal no avodah at all, the Chorah was. But I'd like to show to Olam four different shachim in the Tzach Adash Ba'achav that are somewhat heroism. The Tesis Yantif in Pirkei Avos, on the Mishnah of Asara, excuse me, Esther Makkah says, Hey, Yakov Shabbat, well, the Mishnah of Mitzrayim, Asara al Hayam. It's interesting that the Mishnah says Asara al Hayam. We don't even mention that in our Hakkabah. So, if you look at the Rabbi Batanur, Batanur says a very interesting thing. He says, one of the Esther Makkah, the Tzachat Ash Bachav. As I state in that, in a very pithy fashion, Zog Tessis Yomtif. Not Tzach Adash Ba'achav, but Ditzach Odash Ba'achav. Umash Ma'usam ki ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymer. What is Ditzach? Rina Gila Ditzach, your joy, Ditzach. Simchoscho ki she'odosh be'avchas cherev. Your joy is going to be when I shtuk, Odash, I'm Dosh, the Goyim, with the spit, with the tip of a sword. And the truth is, it's a little bit of a problem because Adash is with an ayin, and Adash is with an aleph, right? She ayin ba'aleph mischalfu. You can admit an ayin and aleph are mischalfu, right? V'chein shtei oisius b'teva achas, because it says he says ba'achvas cheret, but over here it says ba'achav, ba'avchas cheret. Then the ches and the beis are transposed. As I said, you can switch that around also. So Kuk Techais, what he's saying is like this. He's saying that when will you be joyous? Ditzach, when is your joy? When were you joyous? Ditzach, when were you joyous? When I was makedim. So that's the makedim. The makedim were Bnei Yisrael. We were joyous. Why? They were joyous when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pricked the Mitzrayim with the sword. So the truth is that's how he said the simchus kisha adash ba'achas. Now, in the Belz Agada I saw Nimrei Kodesh, he says also like this Ditzach, that Ditzach means your joy, but he says a fascinating thing. The problem over here is Ditzach is okay. You're changing from Ditzach to Ditzach. But Odash, to take the ayin and make it into an aleph, is a little bit difficult. He says that Odash comes from the Nedidat and Nizidat Osho. Yaakov Avinu bought the Bechayra from Esav with the Nizidat Osho. Ditzach, your joy is that the one that bought that sold the Bechayra for the Nizidat Osho, Odash, right, is Ba'achav. He's Bo B'chayv. He has a Chayv. What's his Chayv? Bo is the loisimus of what? Av. What is Esav's godless? Kibbut Av Ein. Kibbut Av. But what's he missing? The Ein. It's Bo. He only has Kibbut Av. Chav. That's his Chayv. That's why he ends up getting thrown away. So the joy of Klal Yisrael is when Esav is going to be punished, or Esav was punished for Klal. In Esav was punished, or will be punished, lost love. The Talmud of the Korban Nisanon goes a little bit weiter on this idea, and he says the following thing. He says like this, in Mitzrayim, the whole time they're in Mitzrayim, we all know that one of Yitzchak's children was going to have to go into Golis, and one was not going to go into Golis, right? Esav, if he was really the Bukhar, he should really have to go into Golis. And Yaakov would get how to say it, right? But when Esav sold the Bukhar, so now, as Esav said, the Medrash says, that there's a shtar chayiv, right? So Esav says, shtar chayiv on the children of Avram, that they have to go into Golis. Esav says, I don't want the shtar chayiv. I'll take Hasea, you go into Golis. The Mela, they were beslaining B'nai Yisrael on the fact that what? That he bought a Bukhar. What did our father have to buy a Bukhar? I was able to buy a Bukhar. So, from whence the Makkas came, it's a Chadash Bracha. That they were happy with the sale when the ach that bought the Bukhar. Yitzchak Adash, the one the Adoshim Ba'ah of Achbez, Ba'achbez, that the brother they bought the Bukhara from the brother, bought the Bukhara from the brother, thus in Thai Yisrael, B'ni Bukhari Yisrael Ba'ah Bukhara. That's one Pshat, he says. Another Pshat, he says, is Azza. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about Ha'osid. Ha'osid is Taka, this is better. Yitzchak is Lashon, you will. You had joy. Ditzach means be joyous. They're going to be Esther Marcus Alesha. They're going to be Marcus Ba'akov. They're going to be Marcus. Ditzach, the joyous. There will be another 10 Marcus. There'll be other Marcus on Esau, and the one who Adash, who sold the Bechor, the Zid Adoshim, Ba'akav, the one who bought, who sold the Bechor to his brother. Those are different Shatim I saw. I wanted to share with you in this Tzach HaDash Barachav. It brings alive this Tzach HaDash Barachav. This Simon is a Gevaldik Simon. This Simon is coming to give us the hope of what will be La'asad Lavei. It's interesting that when you do the Tzach HaDash Barachav, Dan Chasar Deyakin Yimarev, my Shred tells me that they used to give, there was a mini, it must have been a European mini, they used to give the wine from that you did, to take off your cup, they used to give it to the guy. The guy should drink from that wine, the clothes, the Marcus guy, they're very Marcus, not to drink that wine, you shouldn't touch that wine. But I'd like to share one idea that is a very simple idea. And with all the Vertlach, with all the Vertlach that you can say in the Haggadah, it's perhaps a theme that should be conveyed very, very much on especially the Lel HaSeder. And it's the simple things, the basic things that really that really the Seder is about. There are three kfiras in the world, in HaKadosh Baruch. And they were all in Mitzrayim. The first kfira is Mi Hashem. Who am I? Who's Yaakov, Moshe, Narakah, Mi Hashem, Moshe, Shmona, who's I? Moshe, Shmona. If you created the world, there's a creator in the world. And I think it's not created in the world. What's the second kfira? Maybe there's a creator in the world. Then just can I push off the progress? Maybe today is B'Shemayim, 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 Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Hashem, or the son of the other, the Eibishter is not able to do more. And even if the Eibishter has a scoff of progress. But there are other gods. There are other gods. If you look in the Psukim, it's fascinating. The Psukim start with Dam, Svardei, Kinin. Dam, what would the Khatum be able to do? They did that. They were able to duplicate it somewhat. Svardeya, they did Svardeya. Kinim, what did they say? That's probably Kinim. There's a God. So after the Tzach, there's a Hakkara in Mitzrayim. The Eibush is the Borei. Can't be. It's got to be the other. That's the first three. Adash comes all of a sudden, comes Arav, all of a sudden, there's a Chiluk. There's a hevdil, the place between Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim. The animals knew to attack who? The Mitzrayim didn't attack Yisrael. Yeah? The Dever happened to Mitzrayim. Yeah? And the Shechem, the same thing. The place, that's where it starts a flow, a separation. That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only a creator, the Kashkot Mashkiach was the only one in this room. Shkot HaPrakas. What does it say after the third Makkah? After the sixth Makkah, the Shechem? Right from the beginning. Right before Arif, the Pasuk says that Hashem is Elikim now, the Kerev Arif. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elikim, now I'm going to show that he's the Kerev Arif. Not the Pshat, he's just time just to create. He's the Kerev Arif. In the Arif. Mamish, over here, there's Hashkocha Prophets. What happens? What happens if you look in part? Prepare a test for something valid. When Torah starts, Ki bapam azois ani shelech es kol ma yechoise el libcho, ova madech uva mecho, ba avur teda ki ein komoini b'chol ha'aret. Not only that there's a God, not only is the care of ha'aretz, but there's only one. Ki ein komoini b'chol ha'aret. Those are the three shlavim in Gulas Mitzrayim. The three shlavim are the Eibishter Esther Lekimim, the Eibishter the Creator. The care of ha'aretz, the Eibishter looks at everything that's going on in this world. Ki ein komoini b'chol ha'aretz, that's ba'achav. And Makis Bechairis is all three together. Makis Bechairis is about the Eibishter that created the world. How could it be that all Bechairim are? A Havdala between the Bechairim, the Bechairim, the tribe, and the Bechairim is strong. And the Bechairis, the Midah Bechairim, the Benim Bechairim is strong. The Midas of Bechairim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Echor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's Makis Bechairis. That's the Hashkofa, that's the message of the Tzach Hadash Ba'atav. Kum Techois, the Tzach Hadash Ba'atav is coming to tell us a tremendous thing. These are the three levels of the Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emergence you have to understand. When Klal Yisrael is being created, what's being created is the entity that's going to bring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. This is the emergence, this is not just the birth of Klal Yisrael. This is the birth of the recognition of the full thrust of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion in this world. We should have the zoicha, we should be mekayim al mitzvahs, we should be zoicha, that we shouldn't chas v'shalom, have any ger shayim in our lives, and we should be zoicha, that we should be mekayim al matzah, we should be zoicha to destroy the chametz, we should be zoicha to sit with Yitzchak Mitzrayim, not only to our children, but to ourselves.